Hello, Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Today, a quarter for your thoughts. Economists have suggested for years that we'd be better served if the U.S. Mint ceased turning out pennies, the nation's lowest denominational coin. Though some 140 billion pennies remain in circulation, many of them in jars, under sofa cushions, on sidewalks, or on playgrounds, their demise will be gradual. With cost-cutting the order of the day, why should we mint coins that cost more than 3 cents each to make? Hoarders, I am told, are combing through garage sales, seeking piggy banks, long-considered depositories for pennies, anticipating that they're going to become collector's items. A clue is that at such sales, prices for piggy banks now are negotiated upwards. The penny, introduced in 1793, became Lincoln-esque when Honest Abe's likeness was struck thereon in 1909, the 100th anniversary of his birth. It's a sad prospect, really, but pennies don't buy much anymore. You'll need a pocketful to buy McDonald's coffee, or at Starbucks, take a wheelbarrow full. Penny will remain a cute girl's name, but it won't buy anyone else's thoughts that are now going for a quarter or more, or sometimes even priceless. I and a few million others have stopped in our tracks for decades to claim grounded pennies. General disregard for their meager value, coupled with the exertion of bending over, have lessened the practice, of course. It's been several years since I've picked one up. Should I be tempted by a quarter, however, I may stick a wad of chewing gum on my cane for a bendless retrieval. If anyone is watching, I may use store-bought stick'em. Pennies, long romanticized, have mobilized folks to embark on noble causes, promoting one-for-all and all-for-one projects. Glenn Dromgoole, who spent more than 30 years in newspapering, mostly as editor of the Abilene Reporter News, is a recognized author, now having penned 35 books. This friend of almost 60 years wrote The Power of a Penny back in 1999. His 35 books, several on bestseller lists, can't be put down once picked up, unlike mine, which can't be picked up once put down. Well, years ago at an overnight East Texas speaking engagement, someone broke my car window, I assume, to access the case of books on the back seat. No, he or she opened the case, took one copy, and tossed it on the sidewalk near my motel room door. Now that's a discerning reader. Right there. One great penny story has been shared for decades in Snyder, Texas, where a fidgety youngster attended church regularly. Every Sunday, his mom refused to let him join the March to the Penny jar at the altar. That's where the children, largely preschoolers, dropped pennies for missionaries on Sundays nearest their birthdays. The youngster was barely 3 years old when he first noticed the practice. Several months away from his fourth birthday, he squirmed each Sunday to participate, his eligibility be hanged. Finally, on his fourth birthday Sunday, his mother set him free to take his four pennies to the altar. Racing forward, he rang the rafters with an unlikely and unchurchy expression, "Hi-yo, Silver! Here I come!" Had Dromgoole come across the Snyder story when he wrote about pennies, I'm sure he would have scooped me on that one. But this time I'm first, as far as I know. The Power of a Penny, by the way, is still available, prominently displayed at the Texas Star Trading Company in Abilene. Multiple copies sold last year, and it'll likely continue to be offered for years to come. After all, Dromgoole and his wife, Carol, have run the business for 20 years and still accept coins, even buckets of pennies, as legal tender. If Glenn is minding the store, he'll offer a plethora of thoughts at no charge, no penny needed. Come to think of it, he may offer you a penny, or maybe even two, for what you think. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.